Here's a thought about size and contrast. One of the earliest little technical tidbits I learned in my first or second workshop was the idea that the larger the print, the more contrast is needed. I'm not sure I can explain why, but I know it's true, that there's something about changing the scale of an image that changes the way our eyes perceive it. And in particular, if you make, let's say, an 8x10 print and you get the contrast just perfect, if you then make a 16x20 print, you'll find the image looks a little flat and it needs just a little increase in contrast to make it look the same as it appeared when you were looking at it as an 8x10 print. And the larger the print, the more you need to do that little bit of increase in contrast. The old rule of thumb that I always used in the wet darkroom was when I went from an 8x10 to even an 11x14, I would need to increase the contrast by about a half a grade. And this was one of the strong reasons for using things like variable contrast papers. You could simply change the filter by a half a grade and get exactly what you needed. Well, the same thing takes place with today's technology. And there's a few implications of that I think are fascinating, not the least of which is you need to have different processing for different size prints, which means you can't just process an image in Lightroom or Photoshop and think that it's going to be perfect for every size print you make. So that's where virtual copies in Lightroom and maybe file iterations or perhaps even adjustment layers in Photoshop can make a difference. You might have a contrast adjustment layer for a small print and a different one for a large print. Where this gets even more complicated is when the ultimate destination for an image is going to be an on-screen presentation like a website or a PDF. Because in those situations, we're not in control about how large the image looks. When I produce a PDF, for example, someone can look at it on their phone. They can also look at it on their 32-inch monitor on their computer. And realistically, those two renditions should require a different level of contrast, but I haven't found that to be quite as crucial in on-screen presentations as it is in prints. And my suspicion, I have no data to back up this, but my suspicion is the increase in contrast is less important in the screen presentations because they are essentially backlit. And so when you make an image larger on the screen by putting it on a 32-inch monitor or whatever, there's more backlight that takes place. And so maybe it offsets a little bit the need for an increase in contrast if you're making a print. So this is an issue that's worth testing and thinking through for whatever your presentations are. The bottom line is don't ignore it, or you may find that you'll not be as happy with your larger prints as you could be.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.